This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I'm always honored and thrilled when you guys join with me today on this podcast, because I believe that God is doing some great things in the earth. He really is. And I love talking about the Bible. I love talking about universal principles. I love talking about law of attraction, because we are really in a season where we need to understand how this universe is ran, how things run, how life is, to where we're able to maneuver through strategically to know exactly to get things on our side working for us and not against us. Let's just face it, folks. There's too many things in the world that's against us, and yet the good thing is there's so many things that are for us, and that's the things we want to utilize, and we want to drown out the things that are not for us, right? So we live in a dynamic world where we can see the glass half full or half empty. And I choose to see everything half full. You know, when people ask me a lot, when it deals with, you know, people in the world, and let's say governments and presidents, everybody's bad and evil, I always say, you know what, I don't want to see that way, because of the fact there's too many dynamic things. And what I choose to see is I love to see the Christ within. I find the good, I find the light lit in people, and I say, that's what I want to connect with. I don't want to connect with attitudes and bad, you know, things. I want to connect with the Christ within people. And Jesus said, you know, you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. And that means everyone. The least of these is the entire world. So I find Christ within all people, because that's a place where I want to be able to get that fire lit and get their lives set ablaze to know their purpose and their destiny in this world. So I'm excited. Today I want to talk to you about basically how to manifest something quick. Now you might think, how to manifest something quick? Does that really work? Like, let me tell you something. It does. One of the things I've realized, and I'm trying my best to master, is the fact that I am a practitioner when it deals with life of attraction. I'm a life of attraction practitioner. I'm also a minister, prophetic minister as well, life coach, mentor, and all these fun things. But I have studied for half of my life the understanding of how we begin to attract things into our life, and really, what does it mean? And we hear phrases such as thoughts become things, right? We know thoughts do become things. We know the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We've heard that, right? Been there, done that. But we also heard where people say, which is so true, and to me, this is where I sit on this truth, is it's not really what you think, it's what you know that you are. What you are is what you attract, and that's so true. If you have low self-esteem, you'll attract things of a lower quality. Think about it. If you understand who you are and your power and your magnetism and your spiritual giftings and everything else, guess what? You will attract those type of high frequency things. That's just how the universe, you know, goes. And when we see it from that angle, I want everyone to see it from this point of view as well. It's not only we attract what we are. That's so true. And can I get an amen from the choir today? But it also lies with learning to attract means learning to also align. Alignment within your life is where the key is. Alignment within your life means this. I got to have my body, my soul, and my spirit all in alignment. You know, when we think about the woman with the issue of blood, who the Bible said within herself, if I can reach up and touch his garment, I shall be healed. It wasn't just the fact that her faith and her proclamation and her declaration was, if I touch him, I'm going to be healed. Like, there's no other ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's powerful faith. But we also want to look at the fact that she said within herself. We want to see the reality that she made a decree within the fibers of her being. Now, what does that look like? Here's what it looks like. I was sharing with somebody the other day in a life coaching session who said, I just want to know some more secrets of manifestation. Like, what am I missing? I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. I said, first of all, here's what you're missing. You can't do anything out of legalism. Doing something out of legalism is not good. Doing something from the heart, that's where we pump the power. Okay? And what that means is this. You've got to begin to understand that the soul is your biggest problem. The soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. And that's the biggest problem for us. It's either our biggest victory or it's our biggest struggle and problems. And here's how you begin to do with a woman with the issue of blood. Begin to do. And that is bring an alignment of you, who you are, Bring an alignment of your body and your soul into the alignment of spirit. If the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions, what that means is we've got to begin to get the soul, the mind, not just the thoughts of it, but we also have to get the emotional aspect of it, the mind, the will, the emotions. The emotions, the emotional aspect of it is really where a lot of things trigger us. Because if you think about a trauma, I was sharing with my client of the day that if you think about trauma, how come in our lives we tend to remember trauma and drama great? How many people have been in a place of traumatic experiences in their childhood, their teenage years, or 20s, or 30s, or 40s? Let's say your husband cheated on you, your wife left you, maybe something happened to you as a child, maybe you're in a car wreck, or whatever the case may be. Isn't it crazy how we look at our lives and we think to ourselves, we find ourselves going to counselor after counselor, reading books, trying to get over the trauma? But yet, isn't it crazy that we tend to remember the trauma of our lives? But yet, when it deals with a promise from God, we have to say, oh, let me go back and read that story. Oh, let me go back and read that promise. Think about that for a moment, folks. The reason why, because we haven't renewed our mind to the place of seeing life in a positive light. And what that means is I've got to begin to align myself to say, you know what, as if I can remember I can remember the day I was in the car wreck. I can remember when that car did. I can remember how I felt. If you can remember that kind of details, but you can't remember the details of a strong, emphatic, prophetic word where your emotions were stirred up so much, where your joy and your happiness began to be so elated that you poured it into that everything you have, guess what happens? You would remember every word. You can say, I remember where I was sitting when I got that prophetic word. I remember every word that was said to me. I remember the emphasis God tried to make and bring upon me. I remember everything about it. Think about that for a moment. What this means is this. It means that you have got to begin to think by the kingdom standards. The kingdom standards is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. But the kingdom standard is that the kingdom is an upside down kingdom. Having a kingdom that is an upside down kingdom means this. It means for you that you are putting too much power and remembrance and memory into the trauma and remember every detail. And you take a lifetime to try to get rid of the trauma and find healing from that. But yet we can't even remember the powerful good things of when God speaks to us. When God speaks to us, it literally should explode in you in a good traumatic way. How many people ever said, man, I had this amazing traumatic experience with God? Now, traumatic can be a very negative word, but if you think about it, it's a hard-hitting power word, because we never stop and allude towards the fact that if I hear something from God or a promise from God, why on earth can it be a traumatic experience to where every part of my body, because remember, you don't just memorize things, people, from your mind. It's the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, because the organ, the heart is the organ, but your whole entire body is have organs in them. Your skin is the largest organ you have. Did you know that? Which means how come our memory bank of our body can store all this negative, but we can't even have the memory bank of our body store the traumatic experience we had in a visitation from God or a promise God made to us? Think about that. You know why? Because we're accustomed to never taking the good, the positive, the lighting, the delightful, the hope of the bright future. We never take that stuff as being hard-hitting to where it truly makes a difference. What we do is we'd rather take the trauma of the negative, incorporate that into our lives so much to where when something good comes along, we find ourselves looking and saying, oh wow, I hope that happens to me in my life. And guess what? It never happens. And so because we feel disappointed because we never poured ourselves into it, we find ourselves at a place where we don't put so much energy into the hope and the bright future and the good things and the promises because, you know what? If it happens, it happens. But yet when something traumatic happens, we pour every emotion in that now moment, that now reality, into it. And we carry it for a lifetime. So I want to encourage each one of you today. I made this podcast a little short today, but I wanted to encourage each one of you to do me a favor, and that is this. Find it in your heart where you are reversing that. As we say, reverse the curse. Reverse that and start getting your good things into a traumatic experience, because you need your body, your memory of your life, to begin to dive into that to where it is so impacting that your life shifts so much to the point where you are that way, where everything good is so traumatic, it packs you so hard and heavy to where you take a lifetime having it so embedded in you and not the negative traumatic. So people need to understand this. If you want to be able to track things into your life quicker and stronger and faster, then you're going to have to change your life around. You're going to have to allow all the good that flows down from God to be traumatic to you, to where it is an impact. And yet all the bad things, you're going to have to learn to say, you know what? This is how obviously I've programmed myself. I need to let go of all the bad stuff because it's really blocking and standing in the way because I have no quote-unquote traumatic, good impacting things that are impacting me just as equal as the traumatic bad or even greater because it should be greater. That's a place we have to come to, folks. And when you do that, you watch and see if your reality will not shift because you will be like a magnet attracting stronger, more potent, powerful things in your life to the degree where you will find yourself saying, wow, like things left and right are coming to me left and right. That's what you want. So I want to encourage each one of you, take a thinking pill today. Think about all this stuff today. And something that will really help you guys out today is if you go to the website, identitynetwork.net, okay? I would encourage each one of you to download my school. It's been sold to thousands across the world who have literally said, I can't even think the same way anymore, Jeremy. You've dramatically, we could say it this way, dramatically changed my life. And so I would encourage you guys right now to go. And as you do go, I want you to begin to go to the website and see my schools and put in School of the Law of Attraction. School of the Law of Attraction. Or you can call my office. But I really believe School of the Law of Attraction is something you guys desperately need. You can download it. You can start on it today. It's got hours and hours of teaching audios plus an ebook, but it will dramatically and dramatically change your life. So get it today. School of the Law of Attraction from identitynetwork.net. Hey, thank you as always, you guys, for tuning into our podcast. Have a great, dynamic, powerful day. If you want to know more about this kind of stuff, go to the website, read more, and I'll be glad to bring you all the knowledge you need and wisdom you need in this season on the power of attraction. As we always say when we close, make sure today, if you don't like what you're seeing today, change it. Change your thoughts, you'll change your life. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.